And just when you thought it couldn't get more bizarre, Simon, here we go. This trip was hugely ill-advised and has been widely criticized.
Yeah, I'm tempted to ask you, Jeremy, to read that intro again, because these are sentences none of us could ever have imagined that we would ever write, much less articulate on a television news broadcast. Simply stunning developments last night at Walter Reed Medical Center just outside Washington, D.C., where the president first of all took to Twitter at the end of a long weekend of misleading information being provided by the White House press office, by the White House physician, Dr. Sean Conley, who openly on Sunday conceded that on Saturday he had lied about the true state of the president's condition and the oxygen that we now know he had received, the supplemental oxygen. But at the end of all of that, President Trump puts a minute-long video out on Twitter saying of COVID-19, 7 months into a global pandemic that has cost 200,000 lives, that now I get it, he says. I've learnt a lot by being here at Walter Reed Hospital. I've learnt a lot from this experience. Minutes later, he proves that he's learnt absolutely nothing because he clambers aboard that SUV, putting the health and welfare of the driver, his senior staff, the Secret Service agent accompanying him in the car, at risk, purely so that he can engage in a slow ride-by and wave at the relatively small crowd of supporters that had gathered outside the hospital, waving stars and stripes and carrying Trump banners. And then he went back to the hospital where he spent another night this morning, still on dexamethasone. The side effects for that steroid include aggression, agitation, irritability and mood swings. He is now engaged in a somewhat lengthy rant on Twitter, targeting a number of different issues on which he says Americans must vote in this November's election, and describing all of them, writing about all of them in block capital letters. It's been a very bizarre few hours.
I'm assuming that this very strange turn was perhaps a sign of desperation. I saw a poll this morning putting Joe Biden at 53 points to his 39. The election is less than a month away.
Yeah, I mean, the polling numbers for Donald Trump over the weekend were absolutely dismal. That poll that you cited, with Joe Biden now a 14-point national lead over Donald Trump, was taken after that debacle of a first presidential debate last Tuesday in Cleveland, but before the president's COVID positivity was revealed to the public. Now, what we don't know is what the impact of the last few days, the president being in hospital, concerns on a national level, of course, about the health and safety of the president and members of his family, including First Lady Melania Trump, who has also tested positive for COVID-19. We don't know essentially if there's going to be any kind of a sympathy bump for President Trump in the polls. But what we do know is that an ABC News Washington Post survey published yesterday shows that 72% of the public believe that Donald Trump has not taken sufficient steps to protect his own health, nor has he taken the steps required to protect the health of the American public. So if 72% of Americans are telling pollsters that, you might think that sympathy for the predicament in which the president finds himself may be limited. By the way, speaking of Melania Trump, she made it clear through a statement, a spokeswoman yesterday, that one of the reasons why she hasn't gone to visit her husband in the hospital, and doubtless she would want to do that under normal circumstances, right? One of the reasons she hasn't done that is because she didn't want to put the health and welfare of her Secret Service detail and her driver and people at Walter Reed Medical Center at risk. Her husband appears to have had no such similar concerns.
Simon, given that his condition was serious on Friday, we're hearing reports that he might be discharged today. At any point, has the continuity of government issue arisen?
There's been no suggestion, for example, that any kind of... I didn't quite hear your question there, Jeremy, but I think there's been no suggestion that at any point should power be transferred to Vice President Mike Pence. I think the difficulty we have with everything that we've heard over the last 72 hours, whether it's from Dr. Conley, the White House physician, Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff, Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, or Alyssa Farah, the director of communications, is that every time they appear on television, they are painfully aware that President Trump in his hospital suite is watching them. So there was a bizarre kerfuffle over the weekend where the White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, told reporters off the record that the situation was much more grave and serious than Dr. Conley had previously acknowledged. President Trump went crazy in his hotel room, and then Mark Meadows, on the record, was told to go out and correct the suggestion that he had made, that the next 48 hours of the president's care were going to be absolutely critical to determining the future trajectory of his recovery. I mean, certainly in the videos that were released, he looks pretty good under the circumstances if he's fighting COVID-19. And maybe he will return to the White House later today here. But what we don't know is, once he gets to the White House, is he going to do what the doctors say he needs to do, which is to go into isolation, lock himself in the family quarters, not spread this thing to other people inside the White House? Or is he going to engage in more behavior like the car journey last night, which that attending physician at Walter Reed Medical Center you referenced earlier described as insanity?
I think it's just 8 o'clock in the morning in Washington, D.C. right now. Who knows what is going to happen in the coming hours? Correspondent Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed.